Are you about to fall for their plan? A plan that was set forth right after 2002. It sucked a ton of people into the housing market, and subsequently they lost their homes. And that same plan is playing out right now. As I start this video, I'm going to bring up something, a speech George Bush spoke in January of 2002 about expanding the housing market. Then I'm going to talk about what our current president is doing. This plan is identical. I'm also going to ask you, I'm going to put down in the comment section and in the top line of the description, a video that I just put out about the housing cycle and where we are now. I spent a lot of time on it, and for some reason, the algo just does not want it moving. I tried to put it out this morning, it squashed it. And today, just an hour ago, it squashed it. I don't know why. But I just did a video on Jay Bravo's channel where we showed you the charts that I have been following for 2 years when I called the top of the real estate market, and the St. Louis Fred, within 2 months of my call, showed the peak in the housing market and that national home prices, both average and median, had dropped over 8%. Things were looking really bad. They changed the charts. Luckily, we saved them. And now Zillow and Redfin are coming out and saying that we're hitting all-time highs in the real estate market, yet their quoted numbers are $40,000 less per house than the St. Louis Fred is coming out with. The fact of the matter is, companies like Realtor.com, Zillow, and Redfin, their information is not regulated. And too many news outlets like Newsweek, MSNBC, CNBC, Yahoo Finance, these large media outlets are reporting their numbers, and these are highly skewed, and you are going to find out the truth soon. So if you wouldn't mind, after this video, checking out that housing cycle chart video, and it will really explain what's going on here. But what I'm going to do now is I am going to quote part of President George Bush's speech. The speech was made again in January of 2002. It says the president calls for expanding opportunities to home ownership. And this is the plan, the trap. He says, I want to read just a couple parts. Now, we've got a problem here in America that we have to address. Too many American families, too many minorities do not own a home. There is a home ownership gap in America. The difference between Anglo-American and African-American and Hispanic homeowners is too big. That's when the crowd started to cheer. And we've got to focus the attention on this nation to address this. And it starts with setting a goal. And so by the year 2010, we must increase minority homeowners by at least 5.5 million in order to close the home ownership gap. We've got to set a big goal for America and focus our attention and resources on that goal. And I picked a good man to help me realize that goal in Mel Martinez. I don't know if you know Mel's story. It's an interesting story. He goes on to tell the story. Down later in this speech, he says, and so what I've done is propose that we call a single family affordable housing tax credit to encourage the development of affordable housing in neighborhoods where housing is scarce. Over 5 years, the initiative amounts to $2.4 billion in tax credits, and that will help. And it will help a lot to build homes where people can, where when fully implemented, people will be able to say, I own my home. Now, let me explain what he was doing back then. He was providing a tax credit for developers to want to encourage them to build low-income homes around the nation. And what happened was that, coupled with some bank lending changes to where they encouraged, if depending on the color of your skin, you would be able to afford a home loan and come in with a lower credit score, lower down payment, and different terms. And what we saw was the majority of people that lost their homes in the Great Recession were in fact minorities because they were ill prepared. And that is what we need to stop right now, because that exact same scenario is playing out today. Type one if you understand this and agree with what I'm saying. Now, let's do this. Let's move to Biden and a speech that he just put out. Says here, this is out of CNBC. Yellen announces 100 million. And I say, see, you have to understand that Yellen has to announce this because the current president doesn't have the ability to speak on his own. That's where we are right now. To say that we have a ton of puppets running the show, it is absolutely insanity to me. Yellen announces $100 million in affordable housing fund as shelter costs weigh on Biden. Says here, Treasury Secretary Yellen rolled out a slate of financing initiatives to support new housing development, including a $100 million fund for affordable housing. The announcement came as Yellen met with housing officials and CEOs in Minnesota as part of a broader administration-wide effort to tout President Biden's economic agenda. Inflation will likely be a key focus for the presidential debate. All right, so let's move from there. It says, as millions struggle with home prices, housing becomes a top issue for voters, right? It says, here's another story out of HUD. The Biden-Harris administration takes additional steps to increase housing supply and lower housing costs across the country. What is happening right now is the government is doing everything they can to push people into homes because the smart money has completely evaporated and walked away from the real estate market. And when you see this to be the case, you start to see the plan. And a lot of people are being used as pawns, as placeholders for holding on to real estate that is essentially shadow inventory, meaning that it was purchased, it was built, they can't sell it. They've got to figure out somebody to go hold on to it. So what they do is convince a lot of people that have low financial IQ. I do not mean that as an insult, because the day before I bought my first house, I didn't know a whole lot. That's the truth. When I started reading books and I picked up my first book on real estate a handful of months, about 6 months, 8 months before I purchased my first home, I didn't know anything. And it was upon me to learn those things, not the government to teach me. I don't trust the government farther than I could throw them. Type three, if you agree with that. It says here, today, Vice President Kamala Harris and HUD Acting Secretary Todman announced that the administration is awarding $85 million in grant funding for pathways to remove obstacles to housing. Pro Housing aims to identify and remove barriers to affordable housing production and preservation and lower housing costs. Pro Housing provides grant funding to communities actively taking steps and demonstrating progress in addressing needless local housing barriers to housing production. Again, this is they're trying to incentivize more developers, more builders to go out and build these homes so that people can afford to live in them. The problem is these people are ill-equipped for what is coming. This is very much like what happened to all of the buyers of real estate in the last couple of years that bought homes in a high interest rate environment. Not normally, interest rates normally sit around between 6 and 8%. Over the long term, we're talking decades. However, for the last 15 to 20 years, that has not been the case. So what happens is they've gotten into home loans being told a lie, saying, oh, don't worry, you can go ahead and refinance later and they're going to lower the rates. The government does not, the Federal Reserve does not lower rates aggressively until things are collapsing. And by then, the reason why they are collapsing is because you and everyone around you can't afford to buy a home because you don't qualify for the mortgage. That is the biggest part of this trap that nobody seems to understand. And I'm trying to wake people up. If you want, there's the link for the Mortgage Master course. If you want to learn about it, you want to life hack it, there you go. But do you need that? No. You can go and learn all of this stuff on your own. You can go and read a ton of books. You really can't ask a whole lot of people about how to do this and how to be set apart in the lending world and be ready for this, because quite frankly, nobody sees this cycle. And I have to be honest, I'm blown away that cycle lesson that I did The video, I put a link down below in the description, hasn't moved. It is one of the worst performing videos. And I have to ask myself a question, and this is a total conspiracy side, but is there people that do not want this information out? The charts are being changed. The data is being manipulated. And eventually, it's all going to come out. But the sad thing is, the truth never comes out until things go crash. And that's exactly what I experienced, what I witnessed in 2006 to 2010. When that downturn started really moving, the truth didn't come out until companies were closing their doors, going bankrupt. Members of, people were being pulled before Congress, CEO, bank CEOs, and, home developers and all that stuff. That's when the truth came out. Well, it was too late. Nobody could qualify. So the question is, do you want to get ready? How many of you say, I wasn't ready? If you were one of those people like, I wasn't ready. I did not see the signs. I did not do anything during the Great Recession to get ready. If you're one of those people, say it out loud. And if you're one of those people that wish you would have gotten ready, say, I wish I was ready. The question is, what are you doing about it now? It doesn't take a whole lot. It takes a whole lot of patience and it takes a lot of understanding, but you can get those once you get more knowledge, when you understand how these cycles work. So I would humbly ask you to go and check out that link to the real estate cycle video where I explain the real estate cycle chart and where we are right now and why we are there. Because once you start to see all that, you go, okay, I get it now. That makes sense. You have more conviction behind your decisions and you're going to absolutely crush it. And that's what we need. We don't need people losing their homes. We need people out there buying homes. And I believe every American should have a home. But you know what? Not every American deserves a home because it takes hard work and it takes sacrifice. You know, you can't always afford what you want. As a matter of fact, that's 99% of the case. So you've got to grind and grind and grind, and then you'll get it. It takes hard work to be successful. But I'll tell you what's coming right now, what we're already in right now, there's never been a better time to level up. There were more millionaires made during the Great Depression in all this last century next to what we saw during the dot-com bubble. The question is, are you going to be one of those people that is making money and crushing it, or are you going to be on the sidelines watching? I hope you got something out of this. Please check out that video. If you want 99, the sale discounts, 80% off of the Mortgage Master Course. I hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.